Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say podcast, another pandemic podcast, another special podcast. I'm Rory Fallow, joined by Matthew Keelan.
Hello.
And we're bringing back, Matthew, aren't we, the flavour of Thursday podcasts, kind of what they were like pre-lockdown, what they were like before, you know, League One stopped, before Sunderland stopped playing games. And we're doing a preview pod of sorts, aren't we?
I'm really excited about it. And yeah, the idiots are returning to the wild. The world is healing.
Well, we're returning. We're going overseas. We're making a little trip onto mainland Europe to preview the Bundesliga, as everyone, every football fan will be no doubt glued to that this weekend. And I'm sure you're hearing all of your, you know, your Guardian Football Weekly podcasts, your Totally Football shows, listening to the likes of, I don't know, Raphael Honenstein, Andy Brassel, James Horncastle, people who, you know very much what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Sort of get you up to date with the Bundesliga so you can like pick the team that you're going to support and everything. But that's very much not what we do, is it,
no.
Matthew?
No. We, if anyone listens to our regular reaction pods or our preview pods, we don't know what we're talking about. And we know even less about what we're about to preview for you this afternoon.
So, well, it's just honesty, isn't it? So we thought, well, actually, Gareth, to be fair, had the idea of us previewing the Bundesliga, but with little research, being honest about the fact that we know very little about all these teams, but still giving you a preview of, I guess, actually what most people are experiencing with looking forward to the Bundesliga this weekend, that we don't know much about it, but we're going to get into it. Maybe over time, as the weeks go on, we will learn more about it, but we're starting very much on the ground floor with this idiot's guide to the Bundesliga, the poorly prepared Bundesliga preview pod.
Yeah, very much so.
But it's a pretty action-packed looking weekend in the Bundesliga. I think the best place to start is with a local derby in the northwest of Germany, with Borussia Dortmund taking on Schalke. Second versus sixth as well, two teams who are obviously very used to being towards the top of that division, you know, clubs we recognise from the Champions League.
Heard
and stuff
of them ones.
Yeah, exactly. We know about them. Yeah. You know, Dortmund even have someone born in Sunderland playing for them.
I know, What a treat.
Get behind them for no other reason than that. But I think as a derby, I think they do hate each other.
Yeah, I was reading something the other day. Yeah, someone was saying it's one of the biggest derbies in Germany. I can't remember who said that. But
it's
obviously true.
I've been to see both these teams play at their home stadium, so I'm staying very neutral for this. I guess we've got to support Giovanni Reina, haven't we, with him being, you know, a Sunderland lad, bring him
fan
home. But when I went to see Schalke play on the tram to the stadium, there was a bunch of drunk lads who were smoking on the tram as well. That's like, they were there, you know, if they were Sunderland fans, they're like, they're not just in the south stand, they're so far back in the south stand that they're almost like out of the stadium. They're like on the industrial estates of St. Peter's. They're on St. Peter's metro platform. They were singing BVB or BVB, I think it's pronounced properly in German. BVB, Sons of Whores. Just
all
repeatedly.
Right.
In German, someone translated that for us and said that's what they were singing. So, you know, we say fuck the mags, which is quite like aggressive, isn't it? But that's a bit harsher, isn't it?
Yeah, it's next level, that. That's you're bringing the families into it.
Although we sang about, you don't hear about it very often, but Kieran Dyer's family used to sing about, I guess.
Yeah, well, But
maybe let's not talk about that.
yeah, we did. We did sing about that.
And Schalke as well, managed by David Wagner. That's failing upwards, isn't it?
Yeah, that's... I mean, what happened there?
Like, did he play... Because, you know, he's German-American heritage, isn't he? Did he play for Schalke?
I don't know. Shall we say he did?
Let's... Because that's the only explanation I can think of. Or is he a boyhood Schalke fan or something?
Maybe Schalke are the Everton, and everyone's a boyhood Everton fan.
Yes.
So he may be, obviously he was a boyhood Schalke fan. And he was like, one day he was like, oh, I might manage them now. And they went,
time has come.
Yeah.
But did he not work for Dortmund as well? Because wasn't he part of that wave of managers who came into the championship, like Daniel Farke, who'd managed like Borussia Dortmund's sort of like under-14s and stuff?
Yeah, like the old class Kloppers, like the guru, don't they?
Yeah.
So let's say that all of that's true and he has a Schalke tattoo.
Well, like the rumours that like Jamie Carragher had an Everton tattoo. That was a thing for a few years, wasn't it? He always wore long sleeves because he had an Everton badge on his arm.
Like, I think it would have been like, no, someone would have seen it by now. Like
in the changing room. Do you think he always turned up in like his Liverpool top, like as a kid? Like, ready to play.
He used to wear big, long, what they're called, vests underneath them. big Under Armour vests underneath t-shirts when he goes out for a meal.
It's like the upper body version of Long John's, isn't it? Almost. Yeah. But then again, I can't picture David Wagner in any short sleeves. So as far as I'm concerned, that could be a true, not just a rumour, not just a myth. That could be truth.
I think it could be. It could well be. Let's run with it.
Yeah, let's run with it. But how are they going to run at the Westfalen Stadium? Actually, are these games being played at stadiums or training grounds? Are they actually playing them at the stadiums?
Yeah, I think they're being played at the stadiums because I saw something that Dortmund fans have been warned not to go to the stadium. Obviously, congregate outside.
Yes.
So I presume they are being played at the stadiums.
And one team you could buy to be like... They'd project you onto cardboard cutouts.
Yeah,
it's Borussia Mönchengladbach. They're away to Frankfurt.
Right.
Mönchengladbach 4, Frankfurt 12.
Always a tough place to go.
Well, Frankfurt, the financial capital of Europe. That's one thing I know about it. So, like, you've got Wall Street in New York and apparently Frankfurt. That's one thing I know about it.
I presume this is Chris Weatherspoon's adopted German team then, isn't it?
You would think so, wouldn't you? You would absolutely think so. Spreadsheet FC.
Maths FC.
Everyone in there with those like visors, those green visor things. Manager wearing that on the touchline. But we won't get to see if Mönchengladbach are putting that into effect this week, unfortunately, as they are away from home. Have you got any score predictions for those two fixtures, Matt, that we've touched on there? First of all, Dortmund-Schalke, the big Northwest derby.
I'm for a feisty affair behind closed doors. It'd be weird, actually, a derby behind closed doors, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's quite an interesting point, actually. Like, will that affect the game very much? Because I feel like, you know, if we were playing Newcastle, be that at the stadium like St. James's Park, I think lack of crowd would have a big effect, especially if you think of, you know, games like, you know, when Defoe scored on Easter Monday for us, or for them, the 5-1, the crowd were a big part of that. You know, a lot of our players said they shrunk because of that, so... That could play into Schalke's hands, given they're the away team.
I think more so now as well, especially with sort of less and less players for the teams being from the area. Like, it almost just becomes a game.
Well, but the manager, as we've established, David
taking this one out.
He's not going to let them forget that.
He won't. No. I was just talking about the Sunderland, just going back there, like your Sunderland Newcastle. That would be interesting, that, because it would almost just become a game. Like, just a man, really.
Yeah. Like, it would be harder to drum the importance of it into your players, wouldn't there?
But as we've said for this one, the manager won't let that happen for Schalke. Not with his his days roots on the terraces, supporting them as a boy and his tattoo done. But I'm going for 2-2.
2-2. I think, you know what, I think I'm going to go for a Schalke win, just based on what we've said. You know, Dortmund, we know a lot about the atmosphere they create with the yellow wall. Schalke as well, very, very passionate fans, not to do them a disservice, but I'm going to say Schalke are gonna sneak a win, despite the firepower of Haaland and the dazzling skills of Jadon Sancho and Giovanni Reyna. I think Schalke are going to edge it based on absolutely nothing
based
but that
on
prediction
nothing.
Alone.
Great. The best kind of predictions.
Oh, absolutely. I think, though, the most appealing game, and you'll definitely agree with this, Matthew, because it's your adopted team. The most appealing game for me, the one I'll be keeping an eye on the most, is Dusseldorf versus Paderborn. 16th versus 18th, which, for those of you totally unfamiliar with the Bundesliga, it's an 18-team league, so that's Paderborn bottom, playing third off bottom. And as a Sunderland fan, that's the type of fixture you can relate to, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the reason I've chosen Paderborn, myself and Gareth have chosen to adopt Paderborn as our team, is because they are essentially Sunderland. They go on their Wikipedia page and they had, in Wikipedia's words, a hasty fall from grace, where they suffered back-to-back relegations to the third division.
Oh, goodness.
Imagine that.
It's like us. Yeah, no, God, I can't imagine how bad that is.
So they're, like, what I say there, we've been, you know, under the stewardship of Stefan Baumgart. We're on the way back up now. We got promoted. We had two consecutive promotions.
Wow.
Some of the, just a particular highlight for me last season was the 3-1 win away at Union Berlin. Remember that one, flying over there to Berlin, and going back to Paderborn on the trains with the lads. It was
the lads
spectacular. Well, Sven Mikkel is my favourite player for us.
Why is he your favourite player?
Well, he scored in that game. When I was doing some research, just to refresh my memory of the game, I remember scoring in the 87th minute for that game. I went on his Wikipedia page and there is absolutely nothing on there.
Like most of our players.
He's got 37 in 110 for us. I think that makes him...
that's not a bad record.
It's not a bad record at all. I was just going to make up a fact. I think he's a record 21st century goal scorer.
Could well be.
Maybe. We also have Anthony Evans, who's yet to make his debut. We got him from Everton, a former Everton youth player. Which really, he was on loan at Morecambe and Blackpool, so I want to know how Paderborn have scouted him.
Have they maybe gone down the route of, like, you know, Jamie Vardy was playing for Fleetwood Town and played lower down the divisions for Leicester as well, of course. Have they thought, right, there's these sort of like rough diamonds who we can like smarten up a little bit. So they've just like plucked someone out of obscurity and gone, well, he was at Everton as a young player, so he'll probably be all right.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, Matt Vickery, the chairman, I don't know what sort of transfer budget he provides for the manager. So maybe he's available on a free.
Maybe they're adopting the old money ball.
You see, like, an English player when you're looking through the teams of like foreign, like the teams of foreign clubs, and you're like, oh, like, there's an, because like obviously it's much less common for like English, especially now. There's a few in Germany, isn't there? Obviously, but
it's still very unusual, and it's only recently. It's all fairly young players,
yeah, and especially when you've never heard of them. You've usually like so. Obviously, I have heard of them. I remember when we signed from Everton.
Well,
aside from that, so Paderborn Dusseldorf is a big game. It was actually Paderborn's first win of the season was against Dusseldorf.
Ooh, that'll be playing on the minds.
It was on October the 26th, so again, very much like Sunderland, just choosing to win their first game in late October.
Big, big fan of that.
And we are on the back of 4 consecutive defeats, which is a worry. We just lost to Cologne.
That, that's probably not playing as much of an effect now, given that's been such a gap between games. It's almost like a new season, really, isn't it? Well, so yeah, exactly. You know, you might have. Do you have any players come back from injuries or suspensions, anything like that, to freshen things up? Because that was obviously the case with Sunderland. Our squad were looking knackered before we went into this.
Exactly. Do we have anybody coming back from injury or suspension? I have absolutely no idea.
It's been so long. It's been so long that you
Well, I've got the name of one more player, Strelly Mamba. So let's say he's coming back from ban. And he's really going to make the difference, I think.
You would hope. You're going to need him at this stage.
But I think things have not really been the same since we lost 3-2 to Norwich in pre-season. But
Daniel Farke coming back to his home country to lord it over you. But as I say, it is a very relatable fixture because we know... You know, when I watch football as a neutral, we talked about Dortmund Schalke there, and yeah, that's a derby, so that's got something to it. But even when I watch the Premier League, I find like a top of the table clash difficult. You know, it might be a good game, it might be entertaining, but I can't invest in it that little bit more because I don't know what it's like. Unless maybe it's in the Championship and it's for promotion, because again, we know what that's like. But relegation scraps, that's where the heart is, isn't it? And when you know what those are like, because we've been through so many of them, I think this could hopefully be a good game. These games can be very dramatic. You know, two teams that aren't doing very well could mean a lot of goals, or could totally go the complete opposite way and be an absolute stinker. But I'm guessing, Matthew, that you're going to predict a win for your boys.
Oh, absolutely. I'm thinking we'll get 3-1 to Paderborn. I'm going for.
Well, it could take them off the bottom as well if they win on, I think, on goal difference when I had a glance at the table. Because Werder Bremen are 17th and they're home to Bayer Leverkusen. They play on Monday night. So they could get a goal difference swing, which takes them off the bottom. And that, hey, coming back in off this break, that's a bit of early momentum, like, isn't it?
If you get that after, on your, you know, the first game back, really, that's sort of got to be galvanise the city.
Absolutely. But we haven't touched on very much on Paderborn's opponents, Fortuna Dusseldorf, who are, of course, though, managed by Uwe Rosler, someone we're very familiar with in this country, you know, a legend at Man City. Managerial career. He's managed Brentford, Wigan. He was at Leeds for 5 minutes, you know, that period where Leeds just had a manager like every 2 minutes. Like, Uwe Rosler's, everyone who's listening to this, go and have a delve into Uwe Rosler's Wikipedia page, because it's massive, phenomenal.
I completely forgot he was at Leeds.
So he went to Wigan because he was... He really wanted to manage in England because he says actually quite sweetly that when he came to England, he felt like he'd came home because he'd wanted, you know, when he played for Man City, he felt like it was a homecoming for him. And his kids, he's got, this is off his Wikipedia, says his youngest son is named Colin after Colin Bell, and his eldest son is named Tony after Tony Buck, who played for both like Man City club legends. Like,
this is amazing.
That's really nice, isn't it? But Colin Roslett, the name Colin Roslett, has just made me laugh so much. But it's like there's these little lines in his Wikipedia page are so funny. Like when he went to Wigan on the 7th of December 2013, Roslett was appointed as new manager of Championship side Wigan Athletic, perfectly normal. And here's where it starts. You know when you like read about someone's Football Manager save and it sounds like an alternative reality? He took over the position from Owen Coyle. His first game in charge came on the 12th of December 2013, a 2-1 loss against NK Maribor in the Europa League because Wigan had won the FA Cup. So he was managing Wigan in the Championship. He'd taken over from Owen Coyle and he was managing them in Europe.
Oh my God.
Absolutely nuts. And then, as I say, he went to Leeds. He was at Wigan for a couple of years. Took over on the 20th of May, so I'm guessing like right at the just as the season finished. And
what a bizarre time to appoint a manager! Like,
yeah, they must have had him lined up and sacked whoever was before him. Who, unfortunately, I don't have that information to hand. He rejected the job at 1860 Munich because he was so desperate to stay in England. Because again, it's like felt like home, and Leeds like a big attractive job. As many have like wanted to take them back up, as Marcel Bielsa's like. Was on the verge of doing and may still be. But at the end of this time at Leeds, he was at Leeds for such a short time. It's like about five sentences on his Wikipedia. But he was sacked after just two wins from 12 games in charge. Whoa. And on the same day, he was sacked. It says he was replaced as Leeds head coach by former Rotherham manager Steve Evans.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Like, that is just what a blow. You've lost your job, and then that absolute history, fucking mess is coming in to replace
that history
you.
Of Leeds, like that period of Leeds' history where they just had just men from, like, Neil Redfern had like three spells as manager. And they had that just Dave Hockaday, who was just who used to manage non-league. Yeah, he managed like Forest Green once, and then he just gave him the job. And then,
well, they had that mad owner, didn't they? What was he? What was the name of the chairman?
Was it Cellino
at that time? Yes, that's it.
Has he had Warnock?
Oh yeah, I think Warnock was there for like relatively speaking in that period, like
a season.
He maybe got a season, which was a long time then.
Yeah,
like. Didn't Cellino have a fear of something like the number 18?
I remember this. Yeah,
there was a fear of a number. So let's just say, for argument's sake, it was 18. So the seats in the stadium, you couldn't even have a number 18. So they were changed to like 17A or 17B or something like that. So that's, you know, poor Uwe having to manage under those conditions.
Well, he didn't stand a chance, really.
Well, you've got a feel for him. And then he managed Fleetwood Town, which is just... Yeah. You know, and that obviously was enough to put him off. He went to Malmo, he's a fortune in Dusseldorf.
Realised that, actually, I'm not this desperate to manage in England.
Yeah, I'm going to go home for a bit and then maybe try and come back to England with my sons, Tony and
Sunderland
Colin.
In the 2021.
I would absolutely love it if he managed Sunderland. He seems like a very nice man. And he also, if you remember when he was playing at Man City, he wore a shirt that says Rosler's granddad bombed Old Trafford February 21st, 1941. And that's an official thing, by the way. The photo of him wearing that T-shirt is inside Main Road. So that was a thing the club was absolutely fine with.
Wow, my God.
The past is a foreign country. So, to be honest, Matt, I have like not really been like buying into any team particularly. But now that I've delved into Juve Rosler, I think I might be supporting Dusseldorf against Jan Gareth's Paderborn boys.
Well, so you got a prediction for this one then?
I'm going to say 3-2 to Rosler's Dusseldorfians, Dusseldorf boys, Dusseldorf dudes,
Dusseldorf dudes.
Yeah.
Well, the Paderborn princes are going to hammer you, and then you'll not be laughing. And then you'll want Rosler out.
Well, maybe I will. I am very fickle. I can turn, as we've seen with the way our opinions changed on Phil Parkinson when we met him. Maybe I'll do the same with Uwe Rosler. Yeah, our friend. Good, close, personal friend. Yeah, heard from just the other day.
Yeah, I did. He seemed all right. He seemed a bit down the other day, but yeah, I spoke to him this afternoon and he seems all right now.
I think he's missing, you know, not just being on the training ground.
He was moaning about the queues, trying to get into Morrison's, and he was having to stand outside. I think he'd forgotten. Yeah, it was a bit chilly, so I think he was a bit like, oh, you know.
Didn't have his windbreaker.
Didn't have it on. I didn't have it with him. I think he just popped down in his shorts and thought, it was a mistake. Oh. So it sort of ruined his day. But he seemed all right this afternoon anyway.
Yeah, he'll have been all right once he got home. Had his shopping in. Maybe had a beer as well. Well, fair enough. He's earned it. Away from Dusseldorf and Paderborn, we've got a pretty boring mid-table clash. Hoffenheim versus Hertha Berlin. 9th versus 13th, pretty unremarkable game. Hoffenheim obviously quite funny because the stadium holds more than like the actual population of the town or whatever it is.
Just fantastic.
It's like if Peter Lee had a really good football team, essentially. So that's quite funny. And Hertha Berlin, you know, Solomon Kalou is at Hertha Berlin and has been suspended for disobeying lockdown rules.
This is great. I've been to their ground, Hertha Berlin.
So are you supporting Hertha then for that one?
For that one, I mean, I want them to win. They don't really affect the Paderborn boys, so hopefully they can get the win out.
Although 13th, they could get dragged into that relegation
battle. But for now, I'm hoping they can. I don't want to see that. I want to see them do well. It's a weird ground out there. The Olympic Stadium's so weird.
Yeah, because it's got that big sort of like open bit behind one goal, sort yeah, of, hasn't it?
That was, do you know why that was? I've got a fact which I think is true.
Oh, yeah.
That was because it was for the Olympics, so they could finish the marathon in there.
Okay. So they could like run through that.
So they could run through that bit and then do the lap of the whatever the track. I forgot the word for track.
That's quite good. It does look quite impressive, but I think it would be quite weird to watch football there.
Yeah, it's quite an eerie place as well.
It's quite out the way, isn't it? Because I've been to Berlin a few times, and I've never been to see it. And I remember seeing where it was on sort of like maps of like subway maps.
It's right U-Bahn at the end of the U-Bahn, yeah. Right, like literally right at the last stop. And we went. It was really cold as well, but it was. Yeah. It's sort of one of them places where there aren't that many birds flying around. It's very sort of. Just quiet, very eerie. The walk up to it is, and it didn't help that it was very overcast and cold. And but it's a concrete
stadium, isn't it? Quite grey in itself. It looks
not
like.
A very cheery place at all. But I did. Well, I love Berlin, though. I really love Berlin.
So. Well, yeah, I'd say the best city in Europe, and obviously they're not the only Berlin side in the Bundesliga. Union Berlin will be hosting Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich obviously top of the league, Union Berlin 11th. Don't know much about Union Berlin.
Did they
play at the Olympic Stadium as well? Do they ground share?
I don't know. I've got no idea,
This is really hitting the remit of poorly researched. Like, we are literally have put nothing into this. And
Union Berlin, I think this is their first season in the Bundesliga.
Oh, okay, so also first time hosting Bayern Munich then.
I think. It might be. I know they got promoted last season because Paderborn beat them. Because I've got it written
right,
down.
Right, yes, of course, yeah. As you said, because you remember it really well.
I've got the ticket stub somewhere. I mean, tweet us when we're wrong, but I'm going to say that this is their first Bundesliga season.
No, that rings a bell with me, yeah. So this is massive for them then, hosting Bayern Munich, who are obviously such a huge
There's no
institution.
Fans there.
Well, yeah, that's a bit of a shame. So you would think a comfortable win for Bayern there. Boring Bayern Munich, though. I don't want to talk about them. Like, we know enough about them.
Yeah, they'll just win thousands
now. Thomas Müller and all these good players. Hopefully Union Berlin win. That would be nice. But
that would be funny.
Yeah, can't say anything other than a comfortable Bayern Munich win for that one.
3-1, I'm going for.
Yeah, I'm going to go one better. I'm going to take that one away from Union Berlin, give it to Bayern Munich, 4-0 win for them. That's half of the fixtures, well, four of the ten, how many fixtures? See, we don't even know how many fixtures there are. Of the nine fixtures.
Should be nine. Yeah.
There is nine. That's four of them done, so we'll take a little bit of a break there, and when we come back, we'll look at the rest of the Bundesliga action.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Wise Men Say podcast, Bundesliga preview pod, the idiot's guide to the Bundesliga, the poorly researched Bundesliga pod. Matthew, we're going to go now to a beautiful city, a city I've been to a couple of times, and the team who's not just been adopted by Sunderland AFC, but has been long time appreciated by our very own Tom Walsh. It's FC Clone. They are at home to Mainz. FC Clone, of course, Matthew, who have a brilliant mascot in the form of an actual live goat, who's yep. not Tom's told us the name, but quite frankly, not only do I not care, I've just forgotten.
Let's make one up.
You've got to get behind that, though, haven't you? Live goat as a mascot.
We need to give it a name. Jeremy.
Jeremy, yeah, fine. Fine with me. Not a very German name, but fine nonetheless.
Well, yeah, Jeremy it is. I've never been, actually. It's somewhere I would like to go. I would like to go and see the cathedral.
Oh, cathedral's great. It's right outside the train station as well. So you walk out and it's just get boosh. It's like right there and it's massive. It's like really like gothic-y looking as well. Like, yeah, really good. I've got a mug actually that when I went there, like I went in November, saw the Christmas markets were there. And obviously German Christmas markets are pretty full on and you get your mulled wine in like the cup, which you pay a deposit for if you want to take it, you can. So I've got like a little cup from there and been a couple of times. Saw Maximo Park in Cologne once.
Oh, lovely.
Go all the way to Northwest Germany and go and see a band from the Northeast. Got really drunk on the train ride from Essen to Cologne. So that was fun.
That sounds great.
And they're playing red and white and Sunderland have adopted them. So I think we've got to get behind them over Mainz, haven't we?
I think we should also apologise to them for Sunderland adopting them.
Yeah, they might get back-to-back relegations now.
Imagine if they do. It'd just be amazing if they lose every game. If they just lose every game now and get relegated.
The reverse Midas touch of Sunderland AFC. Everything we touch turns to shit.
Of Sunderland and they're just...
They have been a bit of a yo-yo club, haven't they? I think they have bounced between Bundesliga and Bundesliga 2 for the past few years. That's just going totally off memory of seeing Bundesliga updates now and again. So I guess there's a little bit of kinship there. You know, that's very much kind of a bit of a brand for us that we were doing that for a bit. And with Mainz being 15th as well, Matthew, surely you're going to want to see Tom's boys, Cologne, do the business over them. Drag Mainz right into the relegation battle for your Paderborn,
yeah, I'm hoping they can do us a favour. So, Tom, you better get your boys told to not be like Sunderland.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one thing they have got in their favour as well, which Tom, if it would be fuming about if we didn't mention, is the fact that Cologne obviously has Lukas Podolski connections and the fact that he has his kebab shops in the city as well, which is supposed to be quite... Well, anyone who's been to Germany knows how good like a German kebab is because they've got big Turkish influence in the country as well. But apparently Lukas Podolski's kebabs are absolutely top draw.
Well, hopefully we can sample one soon when we're allowed to move again.
Well, now that we've got this partnership with Cologne, and could we not get like that as the food in the stadium if catering contracts really take off maybe this. About to change, get some German beer in there as well. Some nice Kolsch lager.
Yeah, Tom has some of that, doesn't he?
Vaux do a Kolsch lager as well, don't they? The Alter Ego, it's called. So, get that in, and that's a lovely. Oh, send some over. Send like a crate over to the Cologne boys.
Send 18,
yeah. Just a quick 18, though. Quite strong. Is it quite strong, the Kolsch lager Vaux?
No, I don't know. Well, no, I think it's like a Moretti strength, I think, isn't it?
Like a 4.7, 4.8-ish. Yeah, I think you might be right there. But still, not one to be messed about with. Oh, not a cougar. Mainz, I don't particularly know. Jurgen Klopp managed there, Thomas Tuchel. I've seen Mainz players I've mentioned actually on the... pod probably about a month ago now, we're about watching football in foreign countries. When I saw Schalke play, they were hosting Mainz. But I want to see a result for Cologne here. I think they're going to do it. Not an easy game, but I'll go for a 2-1 win.
I'll go 1-0 Cologne.
1-0. But again, quite tight.
Yeah, I think so.
And there's quite a few staying sort of at the near the bottom as well. Augsburg are hosting Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg, of course, are the Volkswagen works team, aren't they? Kevin De Bruyne, former player as well. And Augsburg, you know, we talk about Kevin De Bruyne, used to play for Wolfsburg, but Augsburg, of course, used to have G Dong Won playing for them.
Yes, of course. Does he not play for them anymore?
I don't think so. I did have a glance at the squad.
Remember when Dortmund bought him?
Yeah, I think he went to Augsburg. Or did we sign him from Augsburg?
No, I think we bought him from Korea, didn't we?
Oh, did we? I thought we signed him from Germany. He definitely, yeah. Then I think maybe he went from Dortmund to Augsburg. I don't think he actually ever made an appearance for Dortmund,
did he? Imagine not. Because he was shit.
It's really funny, isn't it? That cheat, like, you know, the sort of, not posters, what would you call them? Those boards that are around the stadium with iconic moments.
Rode
like
Defoe's
volley. You've got Kieran Richardson's goal against Newcastle. And then, like, not to like diminish that moment of when G scored against Man City, that was fantastic. But out of like all these players who are immortalised, like G is one, which is quite funny. So there's a vague Sunderland connection with Augsburg, but in 14th place, Matthew, so very much near the bottom. So
again, hoping for a defeat.
Wolfsburg will be able to do the business. I do know one. Well, I think I know one Wolfsburg player off the top of my head is Maximilian Arnold, because he used to be quite good on FIFA a few years ago. Good, decent midfielder. So hoping he can get a couple, keep Augsburg in trouble.
Keep them down there.
Yeah, because you want as many teams involved when you're looking to get out of it yourself, aren't you?
Oh, you do. Well, there's always one. There's always a team that falls from the upper echelons of the table.
That's the problem, isn't it, with like leagues maybe wanting to do the points per game projection thing for relegation, because there is always a team that falls, isn't there?
There is, yeah. I think as well, you're reading these like these teams out and you're going, 14th, they're in trouble. It's like, oh, but there's only 18 teams in the league. Yeah, so it's like, well, yeah, they are bang in trouble. So this is
Gary Foster started the league with 18
just teams in all the games on Wednesdays.
But like, yeah, if you're finishing that on like a projection, you know, that would probably relegate Paderborn, but they could go on like we've done before, these like miraculous escape. Let's say this happened in 2013-14 when we were in the Premier League and we got relegated off the back of that. People go, well, yeah, fair enough, they were dead and buried, they're not going to beat Chelsea, you know, and they're not going to get anything at Man City, they're not going to get anything at Old Trafford. But these things do happen, don't they?
And Leicester did it the year after.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, West Brom, if you go a little bit further back.
Yeah.
And West Brom, another former club of Rosler, I would like to mention.
Well, imagine if they'd done it in our Championship season under Grayson and Coleman. I mean, if we'd done points per game, we'd have been relegated. Anyway.
But then we might not have gone up under Roy Keane, because that was such a surge. Yeah, you get those teams who either, like, make the surge for the automatic places or the playoffs, so... You know, it's either cancel it or do what the Bundesliga are doing. This is why we need drama from the Bundesliga as well.
Get back out there, League One, and carry on playing.
Yeah, ignore the leagues. Not League Two, not the Championship. Fuck the Premier League. But let's get League One back up and running with promotion and relegation.
Yeah.
Extra teams in League One, extra teams in the Championship.
Thousands of teams.
Bloated leagues. Great. We've also got Leipzig, third place.
Love them. Because everyone hates them.
That is quite funny, yeah. The corporate shills of RB Leipzig, which is like quite a contrast, because Leipzig's in East Germany, isn't it? And that was obviously in the former communist part of Germany. Now they're this massive commercial, just bulldozing their way with loads of money through everything.
Just like bought another team who played in like the fourth division, just called them up. It's Red Bull, isn't it?
That's right.
I think it's great. I'm all for it. I want it to happen to us. So
we'll be in the stadium as well. The stadium of life gives you wings.
Great. Sell your soul for a quick surge up the League One table.
Oh, I think there's another club doing that. Not in League One, but we won't talk about that. But actually, one team who does remind us of that certain club is who they're playing, Freiburg. And I don't know what I base this on, but I just dislike Freiburg. I think it's because their badge is in black and white. I think Papi Cissé played for Freiburg.
Have they played the Mags a few times in pre-season?
They have, haven't they? Yes, maybe that's where I've got this from.
And like usually if you're playing teams in pre-season, it's like, oh, let's be nice to each other.
Yeah, quite friendly. Ugh. So yeah, write them off. I hope they're eighth, so you know, mid table, quite comfortable. They're not gonna get relegated. But hopefully Leipzig can give them a bit of a shoo-in. I'm gonna say an 8-0 win for Leipzig. Absolutely smash them.
I think that's a bit
FTF. Yeah, the Freiburg.
I think I'm going to times your 8 by 2, and I'm going to go for a 16-0 win for Leipzig. I mean, against the Mags there.
I hope your prediction comes true. I'd much rather that than 8-0. But you know, I would take an 8-0 win
for
Leipzig.
I would take an 8-0 defeat for the Mags.
Leipzig are managed as well by a 12-year-old as well, aren't they? That's the thing about them. That I can't remember his name. But I think he's like 32.
I've watched
5 years older than me
and
4 years older than you.
I know.
How does that make you feel?
Look at it another way. Imagine us managing a team.
Yeah, we could be like the Cowleys, couldn't we?
Oh, core managers. Right, if anyone's listening, we both need a job at the minute as well. So if any football teams are listening in Germany, or, well, we can't
we will
go.
Take
we have
a
to
job.
We have to manage you via Zoom if we got the Germany job at the minute.
Any level, though. We'll take a job at any level.
Any level. Tweet us. And we'll probably take it. Unless you're Freiburg, then if you are, you can go.
Yeah,
away.
Anyone except Freiburg. And the Mags.
Or
pretty much anyone else. I don't think I've got anyone.
I don't like Coventry.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I'd still manage them though.
It'd be a laugh.
So if you're like a club, if you're someone who runs a club and you want all your players to hate the management team, come and give us a job.
Yeah, give us a job. Yeah, if you don't take. The future of your football club very seriously, give us a job.
Yeah, if you just want a bit of a laugh more than success, which is kind of how I view football generally.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
We touched on Frankfurt versus Borussia Mönchengladbach a little bit earlier. Borussia Mönchengladbach in fourth, Frankfurt in 12th, so not much appeal apart from Borussia Mönchengladbach obviously wanting to cement a Champions League place. But when is the Champions League going to get played? What is the point of securing a Champions League place?
Exactly. Is it the top four that get?
Let's say yes. Probably. If England has the top four, you would think Germany would.
Yeah.
Be a bit of a travesty, really. Teams
just only the champions.
Although, actually, I'm saying that. It was an All-English final just last season. So that's
and Europa League final as well.
Yes. Yeah, best in Europe, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's what everyone was saying just last Friday. Anyway, with all the Union Jacks outside their house. Nothing to do with any other country. but Borussia Mönchengladbach, you would think, would probably win their... I'm basing that on nothing. I don't know.
I'm basing this 2-0 prediction on absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. 2-0 win. And final game, I believe, on Monday night, again, was briefly mentioned earlier, Werder Bremen versus Bayer Leverkusen, another works team in Leverkusen, who, like, Leverkusen kind of quite evocative for memories of when you were a kid watching football, I think, if you're our age, aren't they, Matthew? Because they were quite good Champions League side. They always were quite difficult for, like, I think they knocked out Man United 1 year, didn't
they? I think that might have been back. When Zidane
scored that goal? I think they were the other finalists when Real Madrid won at Hampden Park.
Zidane's volley in
2003. I'm tempted to say maybe 2002,
early 2000s, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2002 or 2003. I'm pretty confident on. So you know they were quite a good force in Europe at that time. Never really been as strong. You know, obviously sort of in and out of the Champions League, but never. I guess quite similar to Arsenal. They were very much like that in that period. They were finalists in what 2006? And then they've just never really made that that dent again in Europe, have they?
No, they got the Europa League final last season, didn't they? But apart from that and the Champions League, they've not really done it, have they?
No. Well, that was a bit too serious, actually. That was like some actual football opinion. Let's move on quickly. Werder Bremen. Do you know anything about Werder Bremen?
I once had some Werder Bremen socks.
Oh, for any particular reason?
They were like a pound from Dalton Park.
Oh, fair enough. Just in Dalton Park.
I needed some
just
socks.
A man in Dalton
just
Park.
Just a man just was walking around selling Werder Bremen socks.
Fair enough.
Had some Freiburg ones, but I told him to fuck off.
Ah, yeah, fuck them. Well, they do have Claudio Pizarro playing for them,
who you
might remember from the past, as he's 41 years old. Like, you've got to be on board with that, haven't you?
Oh, it's great. I was watching the, was it the Korean League that was on the other day? And the goal scorer for whoever scored was 42 years old.
Brilliant. Big fan of that.
Pizarro,
wasn't there a player
a
in Japan?
Chicken.
There's a player in Japan, and I think he goes by the nickname like King Cass or something like that. And he's been played. He's like 50.
Thousands?
Retired recently. Oh, I'm getting his name wrong. I've just tried to Google it there. He gets mentioned on the Football Ramble quite a bit, so listeners to that will know who I'm on about. I'm sure he's referred to as King something. So Claudio Pizarro very much trying to follow in his footsteps. You know, 41 appearances since coming back to Werder Bremen. He's got 5 goals. That's a bit of research. That's technically cheating. But for that age, like, come on.
It's not
come
bad,
on.
But I mean, yeah. I mean,
it's probably the reason Werder Bremen is second off bottom as well.
Yeah. If you're playing him up front, I mean, come on, lads. He's probably been trying to retire for 4 years. Yeah. Go on, one more year. Go on. No, I'm not. I can't.
I keep giving him injections.
I can't, man. He's actually got the body of an 88-year-old man.
Just broken down. So, yeah, it could be an easy evening for by Leverkusen's defenders.
It'll be an easy, yeah. I was going to say, I'd like to play centre-half for that. We could play centre-half. If you're a team in Germany and you need 2 centre-halves.
Need 2, yeah. But only when you're playing Werder Bremen.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we're saying that, Matthew. Before lockdown, we were playing 5-a-side quite regularly against my dad, who was in his early 60s.
Mm.
Well, I'm saying early 60s. Turned 60 this year. And we were knackered at the end, and he is comfortably fitter than, you know, we like go running and stuff like that. We're in like decent shape, but I think professional footballers, even in their early 40s, might make short work of us, shall we say.
I think we can't play centre half. I'll take that back.
But if anyone wants to give us a job as centre half, we will still take it.
I mean, well, you know, you can learn on the job, can't you?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you get to do like shadowing.
Shadow Alim Ozturk for a week.
Oh, I'd love to shadow Alim Ozturk for a week. Teach you all about German music, Turkish music, Turkish foods, Turkish films, Turkey in general.
Turkish defending.
Which is just no nonsense, clear it. No frills. Don't try and play it out.
But also be very underappreciated being able to pick out a raking pass. Well.
Oh, yeah. The little bit of flair in there. A little bit of class.
Yeah, not too much, though. Just enough. And then any excess flair, shot down immediately.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. No, like, no getting ideas above your station.
No. All right. Very much, that's enough. Don't build your part up.
Yeah, agree. You would think a comfortable win for by Leverkusen there, but I'm going to say Werder Bremen win by 3-1, and it's obviously a hat-trick for your friend and mine, your Pizarro.
I am...
Unfortunate for your Paderborn boys, Matthew.
Well, I'm
it's just
I'm
the
saying
heart
that,
wants what the heart wants.
I'm saying that Pizarro won't be playing because they are trying to protect the elderly from...
So, that's a good point. I didn't consider that.
So he'll be shielded from the football, I would imagine. And what was the other team? Leverkusen.
By Leverkusen.
They're going to win 6-1.
Ooh, 6-1. Wow, that's a big statement. I've not been to Leverkusen, but I've been through us going from Essen to Cologne on the train, and it does look quite nice. Some nice bridges, nice river. So
I hope they win even more now.
So I wouldn't begrudge them the win if they do get the result. And that's it. That's your fixtures going into the Bundesliga weekend as football gets back underway in Europe. Hopefully you've learned something.
Hopefully you know even less about the Bundesliga than you did before.
Exactly.
If the demand is there, we obviously speak for both of us here. We will do this every week if people want.
Yeah, and we might learn more because we will probably watch at least the highlights of most of the games and watch a game or two because there's nothing else on.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. So hopefully you've enjoyed this. Hopefully maybe it's given you a little bit of information of relating to who you're going to support. Maybe you're going to follow Dusseldorf now because of Uwe Rosler. Maybe you're going to follow Paderborn to go with Matthew and Gareth. Maybe you're going to follow Augsburg because of Ji Dong-Wong and the fact that former West Ham defender Reece Oxford plays for them. Or maybe you're just going to be...
When he gave him his debut and he was like 16.
Yeah, 16. Yeah, mental. And he's going to be like England's like next centre-half. And hey, maybe there's still time. He's probably only 20 now, if that.
Written off.
Written off. He's gone into the wilderness. The wilderness that is Augsburg. And on that, I can't think of a better place to end. So enjoy the German football. Enjoy some lovely beers. And fuck the mags.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.